It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman.
All right, it's time for the swap meet here on Wednesday nights here at 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. We all have something that we've kept, and we just keeping it from the trash. It is our junk. It is our memorabilia, and we want to brag about it. Tonight's the night to do it, 312-981-7200. And you can find out if there's some value. Greg Flamm joins us at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter, the guy who you see combing estate sales. All the way from Darien to what?
As far as Grays Lake, maybe.
All right, good. I didn't know it was just Darien.
Yeah.
So. Good to see you, buddy. Happy
good
New Year.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me back.
All right.
Happy
Wednesday New Year. Wednesday nights. I like this. It feels new, right?
I know. I feel like a promotion. Like, you know what they do in the TV series. Like,
yeah, right. We need a cool promo or something.
Right.
Like, guess who's moving?
Yeah.
All right,
awesome.
Greg. So every week, if you're not familiar with the swap meet, Greg brings in some stuff. He's some finds. You know, he sort of roughed it throughout the week to find some things. What do you got this week?
I brought in some board games and old 1956 Illinois University yearbook. The yearbooks kind of price depending like how famous the alumni was or were. This one happens to be Bobby Mitchell, former NFL player for the Browns and Redskins. It's probably about a $50 book.
Really?
Yeah. Some of them, though, have gone as high as
so
$200, $300. Yeah.
Just because Bobby Mitchell's in it?
Well, not because of him, but, you know, just people who might have went to the school, you know, that's usually what is the most
they're
important
they're looking
thing.
For it, so they'll pay a little bit more because they're looking for the
1956. Right, and then there's the people who collected for celebrities that might have went to that school or personalities.
There's a 1988, 1989 sophomore yearbook where yours truly has a feathered top and a perm on the
nice.
Back.
All right.
You might want to catch that one, but it was a rainy, wet day, so it doesn't show. But it was hot. It was hot.
All right, I'll keep my eye open.
So if you see a McHenry High School yearbook, go for it.
Yeah. So,
and then you got the board games.
As far as board games, I got some 1966, 67, the Amazing Kreskins ESP game.
Okay. that's hilarious.
And, you know, it's not much. It's about $15, $20 game. But if you can get it for a dollar at a, you know, a garage sale or something, it's worth it. Bermuda Triangle, that's more like a $30 to $40 game these days. And then I also brought in Coleco's Zodiac, the astrology computer. And it's from, like, the 70s, so it's very primitive. But apparently you can enter your date.
So
you know,
ESP,
birthday.
Zodiac, and Bermuda Triangle.
Right, so it kind of shows you where the world was, or the U.S. was, anyway, in the 70s. Concentrate on the paranormal.
Are these just board games that are pretty much knockoffs of board games we know?
Yeah, they're like, you know, the Kreskin and the Kreskin game is your basic card game with a couple dice that, you know, you roll and you go around the board. The Bermuda Triangle is a little bit more mechanical in that there's magnets, and the Bermuda Triangle, you spin it, and if the magnet picks up your thing, you kind of disappear in the triangle. and then I brought the original that started it out with the Mayor Byrne coloring book.
The unofficial Mayor Byrne coloring book.
Right.
That's what started this
That's what started,
segment.
I figured, for the Wednesdays.
That's great.
Crowd.
All right, 312-981-7200. We got some people on the line. We also have some people texting in. Let's start with Tony. Tony, what do you want to brag about, Tony?
Hey, good evening, guys. Couple things real quick. From 1969, after Apollo 11 landed on the moon, Chicago had a parade, and there were these posters that were stapled up on the light poles.
Okay.
And my brother pulled one down. It says, like, Chicago welcomes Apollo 11.
That is awesome. That's definitely something I would like to find. You've got a couple things. So you got a poster, you got the Apollo thing, so you definitely got a lot going for it. I'm going to try to look it up right now and tell you what it might be worth, but I'm sure it's got to be in the hundreds.
There you go.
Cool.
Strong start.
You know, and I would start, if we don't find a price for a start, a bidding at that, because you could get more than that.
So, Tony, that's all because your brother was such a ruffian. He's just ripping posters down.
Seems like they're Chicago Fest people who tear down posters.
That is true, but he was really good about it. He didn't rip it when it got pulled.
There you go. That's the key, right?
Right. That is the better condition, right?
All right.
I have one more if I can do real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
Go ahead.
in 1908, there was a song put out on a 78 RPM called Cubs on Parade.
Oh.
It was a March two-step.
Okay.
That was written in honor of the Cubs having won the World Series.
Okay.
Wow.
Can it please replace Go Cubs Go?
I would hope.
What's old again, new again?
Was it just one song on there, or was there like a B-side or anything like that?
Oh, geez. I don't have it in front of me. I think it was a one-sided disc.
Does it have a purple label? I have it in front of me here. I just want to confirm.
Yeah, it has a purple label. You got the label name.
Yeah, they're going for $1,250.
Whoa!
And that's what they're selling for. I'm trying to sort it for the actual sold amount.
Oh my lord! Listen to that, Tony. This is jackpot.
There you go. But yeah, I'll try to see if real quick here sold. Want to click sell.
Yeah,
sold,
you want
because
to see.
You can list a potato chip for $1 million.
good to know. I may have.
You know how that is. I don't see any sold, but there's two on there, and they're asking $12.50. So
wow. So you too can ask for $12.50.
Right. Ask for $12.49. You know, you undercut the other two. So
that's amazing, Tony. There you go.
Those are both good ones. Awesome.
You got good stuff. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, you know, treasures are in the attic, right?
There you go. Right. I like it. There you go. Treasures in the attic. Thanks, Tony. That's a great way to start this segment.
That was
312-981-7200. If you got some memorabilia, some junk in the attics, treasures in the attic, we can tell you if it's worth anything. As you could just say, I mean, Tony just said, hey, I got this album, the 78, and boom, it's going on eBay for $1,200. Not sure we're going to get it. But
right. And what I found with 78s, too, the funnier or the more strange the title is of the song, the more money you get. It's just for some reason. I don't think people play it. I think it's just they display it.
Yeah. Greg Flam at DuPage Baker in studio. We're doing Swap Meet tonight, 312-981-7200. We'll take a break, and we'll get back to your treasures in the attic. Stay with us. All right, we're playing Swap Meet here. Wednesday night, our new time, with Greg Flam at DuPage Picker on both Facebook and Twitter. This, of course, is where we evaluate your memorabilia. Time for you to brag about your junk. 312-981-7200. And, you know, as we just saw with Tony, I mean, you could say, hey, I got this thing, and both the poster and the LP. I mean, he's talking about $1,500 there.
Yeah, possibly. She was surprised with the record, the 78, yeah.
Okay, so let's get to some other people called in. 312-981-7200. 847 says, I have two different menus from the Aragon Ballroom from the 1940s. Well, they had menus there, huh?
Yeah, I never heard of that, but it's easy to believe, obviously. I looked it up, and they're going for sale, but they're about $60. I would think it'd have to be higher than that, depending on the graphic on it.
Do you see that like
for.
From old restaurants menus?
Yeah,
and things,
you know, I'm collecting stuff from what was the one that had their own beer that closed down?
Berghoff.
Berghoff. Yeah, I've been collecting stuff from there because I know that's going to be. Even now, I've sold menus and glasses and ashtrays from that in the past, and I'm putting together a whole collection of stuff now to try to get a higher amount.
I was going to say ashtrays alone must be somewhat of a cash cow.
Some are.
Right? Because they were stylized and you don't see them anymore.
Right. You don't see them that much. Obviously, you know what? Surprisingly, are the old fast food restaurants, those tin aluminum crushable ashtrays. People buy them. I mean, obviously, they're not used. People save them new. But yeah, I mean, they had Burger King and when McDonald's had ashtrays, that was pretty fine. And Matchbooks as well from Wendy's.
I have a Burger King wrapper. from a Whopper 8 4 years ago.
You have the styrofoam ones. That would probably
that
sell.
Might do it.
Yeah, I saw. Believe it or not, a few years ago, I sold a sleeve of old McDonald's cups, like unused, still wrapped, like 100 of them in a sleeve. I sold it for $100.
Come on,
I'm not kidding.
People
you.
Go crazy for
they
that
do.
Stuff.
They do. Yeah, and McDonald's.
I mean, you're in the right biz, man.
You know, it's just sell what you know and just, you know, everyone's got their passion and just kind of run with it.
There you go. 312-981-7200. 847 wants to know about Disney Princess Pez dispensers.
Yeah, I was looking that up, and there's variances. Is it a set of the smaller ones? Is it the extra large one? But even if it's the range was like $8 to $35, so there wasn't anything crazy.
What does a Pez dispenser go for these days? Is it like $3 or
$4?
Well,
I'll tell you what to look for. Generally, the ones that are worth more are the little Pez dispensers that do not have feet on them, like the plastic sticking out, making a foot so it stands. The ones without that tend to be worth more than the ones without. So that's what you look for when
Why?
You go to a garage sale.
Because they're older?
I would guess older, yeah. And, you know, and then, of course, you have your different characters. Star Wars obviously does pretty well because those were made in the 70s when the Kenner Star Wars stuff was coming out as well. So makes it a little bit more valuable. Yeah, it's just hit or miss with that. Same thing with Beanie Babies.
That was the other question about Beanie Babies that showed up tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big craze for Beanie Babies.
Crazy.
Is that still a craze in the collector's
It looks
world?
Like it online, it is. And I tell you, I come across tubs of them at estate sales and garage sales. And I just stay away because I don't know which 5 or 10 out of the thousands are worth anything. But looking up now, I'm learning a little bit more that some of the labels that have misprints on them are getting up to $3,000 just for one Beanie Baby. You know?
Come on.
I am not kidding. You can look it up.
Just because of a misprint.
A misprint label, right. Obviously in mint condition with the misprint label. And then some of the regular ones, I guess like the hippie ones or the peace and love, you know, ones, those are kind of higher. But there are the 5 and 10 ones that are worth a lot of money.
The hippie Beanie Babies?
Yeah, there was a hippie peace and love Beanie Baby I saw that went for like $2,000. You know, it's like, okay.
And obviously they're mint. Beanie Baby? All right. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right. We'll do it.
Yep.
All right. 847 says, I have an old ashtray that shows a car parked in the garage sideways and a man yells, Edith.
Is it the Archie Bunker?
Yeah. That's such a weird ashtray. Art has got to be that's got to be such a hipster, ironic thing.
Yeah,
I just think like outsider art galleries can be like, it's an ashtray from the 80s.
Yeah,
man.
Well, the Archie Bunker All in the Family stuff is collectible. I think
really?
I told you a previous story. I had a door size Archie Bunker poster torn halfway up the poster, and I still got like $80 for it. Torn, damaged. You know,
come on.
Yeah, and I think I got it for free because it was damaged.
I'm going to find out later, and it's going to be an embarrassing moment when like everything you say is full of it. And I'll be like, oh, Greg was just a homeless guy from the street that tricked us. I can't believe any of this stuff.
I've got a funnier one. 1980s pack of Bubble Yum bubble gum. Okay. Unopened, you know.
Of course, that's
$80.
Come on.
$80. I am not kidding. I was pricing stuff, and I was like, finally got to the bottom of the box pricing. I just, for grins, this is the last time I priced it. And one sold for like $120. I'm like, oh my God. So I listed it, and sure enough, someone bought it for $80.
Like right out of like Brewster's Millions, where buy it just to. Because
the stamp, right?
Yeah, because you buy the stamp. Oh, why not? I'm so rich.
Right.
All right, let's keep going here. 312-981-7200. 773 says, I got a molded plastic Fred Flintstone and Barney cup. With handles, rubber flipper puppet, 1940s metal toy stove with cabinets.
Okay.
I think that's like 6 things.
Yeah, that looks...
Okay,
like
molded plastic Fred Flintstone and Barney cups with handles.
Yeah, 40s. Yeah, I mean, I obviously I'll look
And then
that
1940s
up.
Metal toy stove with cabinets.
Yeah, the metal stoves from back in the 60s, 70s, those can, you know, get quite a bit of money. I've seen them for $100, $200, depending how many accessories you have, obviously.
Right.
The cups and plates and all that.
All right, 847 says, speaking of board games, I have the game Shenanigans from 1964. I consider it a treasure, but is it worth anything? Shenanigans. I think it's worth something just on the name.
Right.
Let's all play Shenanigans. I can. It seems like 1964. There, I just would love to see the commercial for that.
Right.
Dad, let's play Shenanigans.
Trying to find it here, sorry. Yeah, not seeing it, so obviously it's pretty rare. And a lot of people buy these just for the graphics. They're not playing them. They're just like displaying them on a shelf, kind of a TGI Fridays decor type thing, you know. I mean, that's, you know, how the American Picker guys got started. They basically were the suppliers for those type of, you know, restaurants and stuff. So they would go and pick that stuff and sell it, you know.
Oh.
And that's how I got started.
All right, there you go. All right, 773 says, I have a coffee mug from the Zumdeutschen Eck German restaurant that was on Southport. Love that restaurant.
Wow.
Zumdeutschen Eck.
Yeah, I mean, coffee mugs are another thing, just like the ashtrays.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's good because that was a German restaurant that closed down in, what, I want to say like the mid-90s maybe.
Okay.
But it was right in that Southport-Belmont corridor.
Okay.
So you know where the Athenaeum and the church is, the Athenaeum Theater and the church right there at Southport and Lincoln.
Okay.
That it was right there. And that restaurant gets forgotten about.
Yeah.
Because it's now like all condos and things. But yeah, that was a parking lot the whole bit there.
Yeah, that area is obviously exploding.
All right, so I have a lobby card, the 605. I have a lobby card from the movie Don't Make Waves, autographed by Tony Curtis and Sharon Tate.
Wow, autographed.
Does that when you're talking about autographs by Tony Curtis, does that worth something? Because you used to think about autographs from
it's one of those
athletes.
Yeah, it's a generational thing. Obviously, as people get older, he gets kind of in forgotten mode. But autographed, and it's a poster or some kind of movie promotional stuff in general, even not signed, can be worth quite a bit of money. So the fact that he's got it signed, that's good, great. I would have to say it would start at 60 to 100 start.
There you go
from there.
Let's go to Pam. Pam, what do you want to brag about, Pam?
Hi. I have an original Jerry Mahoney puppet.
Jerry Mahoney. Okay.
So is Jerry Mahoney, who's Jerry Mahoney?
Yeah, you stumped us there.
You're stumping me, I'm too.
There was a ventriloquist. This is years ago.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
actually my brother's. And his puppet, but it was more of a ventriloquist
sure.
puppet.
Yeah. So it's like a classic kind of puppet, almost like the Hee Haw, or not Hee, what am I thinking of? Yeah.
I found it here, though. It's, a couple have gone as high as $900 sold. But there's quite a few on there now. I'm sure it's just a matter of condition, but it looks like they're between $300 and $900, so that's not bad.
Is it scary looking?
Well, I never liked it.
Yeah, right? Those are scary looking puppets.
It looks like
Go ahead.
There's a couple, does it have a red suit jacket or the yellow suit jacket?
The red suit jacket.
Yeah, the red one. one sold for $450 recently.
Come on.
So,
come on.
Yeah.
And my son just got into the R.L. Stine Slappy kind of thing, Goosebumps.
Right.
And it's a puppet. It's like a ventriloquist puppet that's like the main horror bad guy. And I can totally see why, because those things are weird looking. So I can only imagine a Jerry Mahoney puppet is like this.
Something to keep in mind with anything, the more scary or grotesque, the more money you'll get for it. I learned that a long time ago. I'm like, who would buy this? What is, and just the scarier, the more grotesque. There's just those people out there that market.
There you go, Pam. You got a possible $400 sale in there. There you go. Good job.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
I enjoy your show. Thank
you. Thanks, Pam. Thank you. All right, so 312-981-7200. Arlene's on the line. I've got some great texts from 708 and also 630. Those coming up. Greg Flamm in studio is at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. 312-981-7200 is the number to call and get in line, because tonight is a winner.
Yep.
So far we've had a $1,200. We just had a $400.
Yep.
Usually it's like, nah.
Banner night, starting out the new year.
I see on eBay right now there's like 6,500 of these. So at 29 cents.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
All right, thank you. Okay, Greg Flamm in studio at DuPage Picker at Facebook and Twitter. We're doing Swap Meet here on Wednesday nights in 2017. 312-981-7200. Treasures in the attic, as Tony told us. there are plenty tonight as we sort of evaluate all of your Chicago memorabilia, your junk, decide whether or not it's worth anything or if it's just something that you want to brag about. Let's get to the lines. Let's go to Arlene, what do you want to brag about?
My May 17th, 1979, Chicago Cubs versus Philadelphia Phillies scorecard. It's in fair condition, and I kept track. I filled it in part way, but I didn't fill it in correctly. I'm not the perfect scorekeeper.
Sure. I've seen that before. I've done it myself.
What's so special about that game?
Phillies won it 23-22.
Oh, yes!
Wow,
it's
yeah.
The classic Chicago Cubs
yep.
game. They lost. That's what makes it classic. But also, when you say fair condition, I'm just assuming that there's like a lot of Cracker Jack grease.
Right.
Maybe,
No? You kept it clean? No spill of the beer on the scorecard? No lemonade? Okay.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there's a lot of them on eBay.
What?
What?
And obviously you said you filled in half of it and it's in fair condition. I think you're looking at $10 to $15, to be honest.
Arlene, you're not selling that to begin with. Because
No way.
That's a Chicago treasure right there. Right. So don't worry about the price on that. That's awesome. Arlene, thanks for calling in. That's awesome. That's what I'm talking about. Arlene knows how to play this game.
Right.
All right, let's go to Ann. Ann, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, Ann?
I have, in mint condition, a baseball cap. Cubs baseball cap signed by Ron Santo.
All right, Ronnie.
Right. We were looking that up as well. sorry to say again, it's about $10 to $20, to be honest. You might get more, but there's Ron signed so much. That's the problem.
He signed a ton of stuff, so it is no indication of him as a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
it has to do with the fact that everybody has something signed by Ron Santo.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my. And I thought it was so special.
It is special.
It is.
Well,
you know.
I've been a Cubs fan since I was 14 years old.
Right. And that is a very special piece of merchandise, and you should cherish it. Just because you're not going to get any money out of it, it's still something that you should hold
on to. The memories.
All right, there you go.
I do, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, there you go. I didn't mean to yell at Ann there. That's sort of like, don't you dare. It is special.
Right. That's awesome.
All right, let's see what we got on the text, and we'll get to. I got Carol and I got Sherry on the line. All right, I got a 3x6 friendly neighborhood Spider-Man poster that Marvel Comics sold mail order back in the 60s. Decent condition, which means there's just tape all over it.
Right.
Mounted on a sheet of plywood.
Yeah, looking that up, there's so many Spider-Man posters, and I just couldn't find that one. But obviously, if it was mail ordered, that tells me right there it's worth. It's got to be. At least 100, you know, I would start at an auction if I didn't find anything.
Mail order is better than store, obviously.
Right, obviously harder to get. You know, you had to go through some extra hoops to get it.
Okay. All right. 630 says, we have a Pick Congress Hotel solid brass medallion, okay, which dates back to around the 60s. My husband's father used to work there as a bellman.
That's what I was going to ask.
Worth anything.
Your employee type thing that they give out. Hard to tell. I'd have to.
Yeah. How do you? I mean, the only way is that there's another solid brass medallion being sold, right?
As far as comparing or to get the price, but usually if it's one of a kind, I just tell people all the time, run it as an auction like 3 times because you could choose 5 to 7 day, blah blah blah. I would just run it 3 or 4 times as an auction. Don't give up on it, because sometimes it could take 5 or 6 listings for the right person to see it or the right 2 people to see it to start a bidding war.
Right. Over that solid brass
medallion. I've sold a belt buckle, $215.
Come on, man.
Macintosh stereo equipment. I ran it 2 times. The first time, nobody bid on it. Second time, 2 guys started bidding on it. I started it at like $35 or something, and it got up to $215.
Oh, man, I want to party with you, cowboy. All right, 630, right. Mark Roberts, limited edition peppermint fairy, number 838 out of 2,000. Crazy looking fairy Santa. It scares me.
See, again, scary. I looked that up, and scary sells. I mean, they're going for about $150.
Hey, there's a winner. $150 is good. Although, I don't know. There's something great about a peppermint fairy that scares you. I would hold on to that.
Yep.
There you go. 219 says, Justin, I got photos from Star Wars fan club of the actors back when it first came out.
Wow. I have no idea, but I would guess in a couple hundred, if not more, depending on, the buyer, the couple bidders get into it. Yeah, that 70s Star Wars stuff is what
we talked about that right before Christmas with Rogue One. The idea that anything Star Wars still goes. If you got the old Kenner.
The Kenner stuff, the earlier stuff is.
I would bet that that's worth. My guess is that probably shows up a lot, like the sort of fan club stuff, but I still believe if it's in good condition, it's probably worth something.
Yeah, these photos might not show up as much as obviously the early Kenner toys do. I see those quite a bit, especially opened, but. If you can get one that's not open, then you've got a good $1,000, $1,500.
Wow.
Per figure.
Carol, what do you want to brag about, Carol?
It's not really a brag. Just curious about an old tube of Colgate toothpaste.
That's not a brag.
Yeah.
It feels like a brag. I got this old toothpaste. What do you got?
I used to laugh at stuff like that until I sold that bubblegum for $80. It's
how
hard
old?
To tell.
What are we talking about? Carol, how old is it?
Travel size.
You don't know?
The old price tag that it had on it, I think, was from a
store called Wilco when I was younger.
Okay.
Wow. Here's what I'm going to need you to do.
It was a travel-size toothpaste and toothbrush.
Okay.
Okay, here's what I'm going to need you to do, Carol. We're going to get you to open that up and just take a little taste. See what that tastes like. No, don't do that. I don't know. That's a good one. Thanks, Carol. I don't know. I mean, that's hard when you're talking about stuff that just wasn't open, product that just wasn't open, right?
But to tell you, someone did pay $20 for one, but I don't think it's the same one she has, but people buy that stuff.
They do.
So, yeah.
All right, let's go to Cherry. Is it Cherry or Sherry?
It's Cherry, like cherry pie.
All right, Cherry, I like it. That's a classic. All right, Cherry, what do you want to brag about?
My Grand Hotel, Mackinac, Michigan. It's a do not disturb, and on the other side, it says made please. It's all raised lettering.
Okay.
And underneath the circle that you put over the doorknob,
mm-hmm. Right.
There's a horse-drawn cart.
That's a Grand. Okay. That's a famous hotel there in Mackinac Island.
Yeah, I've seen Mackinac Island stuff, not the door hanger, but I've seen some stuff from Mackinac Island sell. So I just would list it as an auction, see what you get.
You know, I'm interested, Jerry, because you know that's a do not disturb, and that's property of the Grand. What are you doing? You're taking that home with you? You're stealing robes at the same time?
I've had it in the drawer for I have no idea how many decades.
Yeah, it's. The Vegas stuff like that from the 50s, 60s, like keys. Back in the day with the hotel, you actually had a key chain with a steel key on it.
With Cherry around, you got to bolt things down.
Right.
She'll take off with them. All right, Cherry. Thank you. Good luck with that. All right. So let's keep going. I love this. Everyone's playing tonight.
Yeah,
Wednesday night likes us.
Yep.
I think we're a hit on Wednesday nights. Let's go to Frank. Frank, what do you want to brag about, Frank?
Hi.
Hi.
I've got a large record album. It's by Jack Brickhouse Presents Great Moments in Cubs Baseball.
Oh, so it's like a highlight kind of record?
Yeah, it's got all the action and thrills from the memorable 30s all the way through the exciting 70s. Ernie Banks' 500th home run, Gabby Hartnett's historical home run.
Oh, so it's
the
like the calls.
Yeah, there's quite a few on there ranging from $7 to $30. So unfortunately, that's one of those things they just made so many.
Hold on to it. That's an awesome thing because you could pull that out at parties and things. And be like, hey, you guys want to hear some famous home run calls?
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, what would a Cubs 1959 Cubs pennant be worth when they won the pennant when they played the Dodgers in the World Series?
That's a good question.
The Cubs won the pennant or the Sox?
The Sox won the
right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they had Gibson, Ted Kluszewski, all of them greats.
Yeah.
You know? The
1959 pennants, depending which one it was, they're going for anywhere from 80 to 130, like. So, is it a red one or what color primarily?
Blue.
Yeah, and there's one on there now for $105.
Oh, man, all the pennants I had in my room when I was
growing
up.
Holy mackerel, yeah.
They're all folded at the corner.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Frank, good luck.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Good work. All right, there you go. 312-981-7200. I got some great texts to get through. Also, Joe's on the line. Others, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more with the Swap Meet. Stay with us. All right, playing the Swap Meet tonight, 312-981-7200. Such good stuff. Let's start it off with Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe?
Hey, this is a fantastic program, and thanks you guys, for saving me a lot of eBay time.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, I just thought of another simple one, if I could interject this before I get to the Playboy stuff. What are the current boxes of Rizzo's going for?
What is the Rizzo's? Is that the Anthony Rizzo's?
The cereal, right?
That was a jewel thing, yeah.
Yeah, the cereal. I can't tell you offhand. Yeah, but I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
That's a little bit of honorary cereal for the World Series or something like that?
Yeah, you know, when the All-Stars were out, you know, Michael Jordan was on it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, signed, they're going upwards of $250, but without the signature, about $30 to $40 unsigned.
Okay.
$30 to $40 unsigned.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Got a gold mine.
There you go. How many do you have? Did you buy them out?
Half a pallet.
There you go.
Okay. what I originally
summer vacation.
I've got some Playboy memorabilia.
Okay.
One is a, it looks like a pewter mug. It's about 8 inches tall. It's got a glass lining, if you will.
Yeah,
it's
I've seen those, yeah.
Playboy logo on it.
Okay.
And I've got swizzle sticks, probably about 65, 8 or...
Yeah, I was just telling Justin. I love you're working in wholesale.
Yeah, okay. I was just telling Justin, the swizzle sticks, if you got about 10 to 15 of them, they're about $30.
For the
or just for the swizzle stick. It has a lot of like 10 to 12 swizzle sticks. You know how they were like kind of the blue plastic, and then they had the different tint plastic, clear, blue, or green.
Well, let me see what these babies are. They're only about 3 feet away.
Right.
I got swizzle sticks from the sands in Las Vegas. I got swizzle
but the,
sticks.
The mugs that you're
you
talking
so
about.
You get so many swizzle sticks, you can't even count them, Joe.
Right, and what? The mug is about $15 to $20. There's so many of those out there, and they also made them in a black and like a frosted white.
Yeah, I wouldn't get rid of those, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but Playboy stuff is collectible for sure.
Yeah, the swizzles are black and white. Black and white.
Okay, yeah. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Simply
like I said, same thing.
White.
Yeah, you're
all right,
looking,
cool.
Then I got a bar set also, which has the corkscrew and the bottle opener.
I have that same thing. It's in a box, black box.
Yep.
Yeah, that's about $20 I think I priced that at.
There you go.
Okay, so I was basically correct. I wasn't expecting too much.
Yeah, but the Rizzo cereal, that's your summer vacation
that's
right
it,
there.
That's right. Keep that half a pallet. Thanks,
bucks,
Joey.
Around, huh?
There
yeah.
you go.
Thanks,
Thank
Joe.
You, buddy. All right, let's keep going. Let's go. I like this one. Kevin. Kevin, what do you want to brag about, Kevin?
Yes, I really enjoyed your show tonight.
Thanks,
buddy.
Yes, I have a brand new Chicago Bears jersey, Cedric Benson, that I've never worn.
Okay.
I don't know if that's worth anything.
I don't know if that would be worth. I mean, I like that. I actually would ironically buy that because I would wear that all the time. Be like, my favorite player of all time, Cedric Benson. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, what a jersey? Because I have an Eric Kramer jersey.
Yeah,
is
I see quite
anything?
A few of them on there for $50.
Oh, there
I'm
you go.
Looking to see what so much sold for.
But you probably it's probably what it cost, right?
Yeah, that's. Is it signed? Did he say it was signed?
No, it's not signed.
Yeah,
no,
yeah they're still at about $50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not so
all
bad.
Right.
You can get your money back.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Just, let's go to Kathy. Kathy, what do you want to brag about, Kathy?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Kathy.
So
listening to your program, love your program.
Thank you.
Listening, I was reminded about something I totally forgot that I owned.
Okay.
So I have a video that was produced by the Chicago Cubs from the 1984 Cubs cruise, which I was on.
Okay.
Oh, so like they give you like a VHS when you get on the Cubs cruise, like take this home?
No, it's afterwards. They film the cruise.
They film the cruise.
You know, they film the cruise as it's going on. And then at the end,
you get it.
They produce a video. No, you pay $50 for
so
it.
So you pay the money, and you're in the video, like dancing with, like with Ron Say or.
No, but I actually am in the video.
All right.
I had no clue. I mean, I'm like, I'm in a hot tub.
Okay. Awesome.
I'll bid at $25, Kathy.
Right. I'll go 30. it's definitely rare. I would, if you were going to sell it, definitely start at an auction. I don't see any listed or sold.
How in God's name would you sell that?
But that
why would you
want to
sell
stuff.
That? You're in a Cubs cruise video in a hot,
hot tub.
Right. I'd have that on a loop.
Right.
Whenever somebody came over to the house, I'm like, you want to go ahead and press play on that?
That'd be my.
I'm show you what I was doing in 1984.
Make a GIF of that for your Facebook
page.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I was pretty cute then, too.
All right.
Well, you know what, Kathy? No. Congratulations on making it to the Cubs cruise video from 1984. I think that's
awesome.
Awesome.
That
that's
is
the,
great.
That's the winner of the night for
right.
me. Thanks, Kathy.
Very
Thank
rare.
You. Sorry. Let's go to Julie. Julie, what do you got? What do you want to brag about?
Is that me?
Yeah,
yes,
it's you.
Hi, Julie.
Oh, hi. I have a 1960s a Bozo doll.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's just a 1960s Bozo
doll.
How
right.
big is it?
How big is it?
Yeah.
About 15 inches, maybe. It's like a plush stuffed doll with an outfit, its body's like blue with red polka dots.
Right. It's looking like $25 to $60 for that is what those have
Ooh.
Gone for. Okay. Obviously, if you had the box for it, it'd be much more.
All right, there you go. There you go. Let's go to Dorothy. Dorothy, we're going to go rapid fire here as we get about 5 minutes left.
Yes.
Dorothy, what do you got, Dorothy? What do you want to brag about?
Okay, I want to brag about the fact that I have a football from the 1986 Super Bowls, wow, all signed right. by all the Bears.
Signed wow. by all the Bears. Were yeah. you in a hot tub? There's no way.
No, I was not in a hot tub, but I've got it in its original box, and I've been saving it. So
that's nice. Awesome. I've What's
got,
that go for?
I've got Walter and Peyton and all of the rest, Dan Hampton and so forth.
Wow. Brian, has you got a Brian Bashnagel on there? Was a, what was the guy who Henry Wechner, the guy who got the safety in the Super Bowl? What about Reggie Phillips, the backup corner who took? You know those guys?
I don't have in front of me because right. I've got it in a safe place. I don't do yeah. any of the above.
You got the big dogs.
Well, obviously very rare because I can't find anything like that on there right now.
It was 1986 right. when the Chicago Bears were.
Yeah, I have to say, start at $500 and give that a couple listings and see what happens.
All right.
Okay, well, it's my grandson. He's yeah, get him. Holding,
will he miss it if you take it off?
He's holding on to it. He's holding yeah. on to it.
You could fake the signatures and put another one up.
Does that make more sense?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Good idea. I think that's a good idea. Thanks, Dorothy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll keep going. Let's do Mike. Mike, what do you want to brag about, Mike?
Hi, Mike. Oh, hey, it's me. How you doing? Hey, I got a 1966 team. Oh, you know, the whole team autograph to stick the Hawks. 1962 Hawk stick. It's
stick, okay.
The whole team autograph under.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. What is it?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I don't know, like when the team autographs a hockey stick, is that worth, does that show up anywhere?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm gonna give
you it's a lot of sports stuff.
Yeah, we're getting back into the sports here.
Yeah, my father won it at McDonald's in like, I think it was like 1963 or something.
Yeah, it looks like, some people are asking like $4,000 for them. Others,
are you serious?
150. So
yeah, but they're asking. That's what you got to watch, right? Mike. Some people are like, "I got a gem. I'm gonna $600 million."
Check and sold real quick.
Yeah, that person's like $15.
Here's a problem. Me and my brothers played with it. There's a
always a problem.
There you go.
Always a problem, yes. Mike.
Same thing.
That might.
My dad took the belt to us.
Just like,
all right, Mike, thanks for that. Well, I don't know. I don't know what to do with that. If it's played with, then right. I just brag about it, right? Brag about it. All right, what about a Mickey Mouse piggy bank?
Yeah,
there's a picture that is with
so
us.
So many of them. It looks like the one they sent in looked like it might have been a topper to like a shampoo bottle or something. Mm-hmm. Those, $20 maybe.
But 331 has the papers from when Mayor Washington passed away. That's good.
Yeah.
See, that's now you're talking about that's the brag part. That's the stuff I like.
Yeah, I come across a lot of that stuff, even way back to Kennedy and stuff like that. There's so many, and that was just something that everybody saved. You know, so it's hard to think that it'd be that much, maybe $10, $15.
773 is making fun of me since I have a birthmark on my butt that looks just like Richard J. Daley. They just heard me saying I wanted Richard J. Daley stuff. So thanks for mocking me.
And on
773 312 says I have a 1910 and 1902 Chicago Central Business and Office Directory hardback book.
Yeah, those were interesting. Thanks
how
for
rare
sending
and
them
how,
the
how much?
Yeah, I have
how
to say start
those?
An auction at 100 because you're not going to find another one of those. I mean, listed anyway.
Jeez. 815 says an autograph by Walter Payton, plain paper.
Plain paper, right?
I like that.
That was the
plain
best.
Plain paper.
Yeah. Good luck. $10.
I have a Ozzie Guillen jersey signed by the 2005 team in June of that summer.
Yeah, that might be $150 start auction with that.
All right. Six newspapers from all six Bulls championships.
Yeah, that's too soon. A lot of people still have all that Bulls stuff.
And then my favorite, and we'll wrap here. I bought a 2016 World Series championship Cubs hat, and I started getting signatures on it. And so far I've got Rizzo, Madden, Schwarber, and Ross. Trying to get the whole team. When I do, how much do you think that'd be worth? he just wants some motivation.
312-981-7200. Call us when you got them all.
Yeah. But if you did that, I mean, is that too early in the...
Yeah, I mean, but the whole thing is like he's going through this trouble getting all those autographs and then he just wants to sell it after doing all that work
right.
to get it. Why,
Yeah.
I mean, I would think it's 300 and up, but if you want to put a price tag on it. But that's if you got it now, I guess. How long is it going to take for him to get all that?
Well, I mean, again, tonight, the winner by far, Kathy in the hot tub on the Cubs cruise, 1984, getting a VHS copy of that.
Right.
I mean, you're not
Bears
selling
Bears cruise,
that.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Greg Flam, thanks. At Two Page Picker, Facebook and Twitter. You're not doing it. Are you doing any flea market stuff this week?
I'm not selling. I'm going to a few. Statesales.net, they're all listed there, so you can pick and choose. And it's great. They have pictures of what's there. So
there. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so you can pick which one you want to go to.
Swap meet every Wednesday night here in 2017. Greg, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Justin. Awesome.
All right, there we go. That's the download for tonight. Coming up, Hannah Stanley. She's back.